And Jesus died on the cross to prove that God is love.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，因为神的爱能让我们高声的赞美。因为神的爱，我们能够与神和好。
And so, Lord, we're praying that you'll just speak to each of our hearts today.
我们的祷告是您今天对我们每一个人的心说话。
Give Gary words to speak.
也给 Gary 弟兄当说的话。
Give us hearts and ears to hear and obey.
给我们心，给我们的耳来听，来顺服。
And we commit ourselves to you, giving much thanks in Jesus' name.
我们把自己交在您的手里，这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Thank you, and you are all very welcome. Thank you for coming.
非常感谢大家，很欢迎大家。
Are there any here for the first time?
有没有第一次来我们中间
？And
yes, there are some for the first time.
Are there visitors here? Are you all visitors?
你们都是访客吗？在这边。She's a visitor.
I am also a visitor.
她也是个访客。
Lovely to be here.
很高兴。
Do you ever wonder what the world would be like if there was no sickness?
你会想世界会是怎么样？如果没有病痛，世界会怎么样？
Or no sadness?
也没有哀伤。
Can you imagine a world without sickness or sadness?
你能想象这样的世界吗？没有病痛和哀伤。
Sometimes sadness is the result of sickness.
有的时候哀伤是因为病痛的结果。
But there are many healthy people who are sad about other things.
但同样有很多健康的人为其他的事情哀伤。
Could you imagine being part of a religion and for 38 years you are sick, you can't walk?
你能想一想，你是在一个宗教里面38年，而且你不能行走。
And the religious leaders don't care.
然后宗教领袖也不在乎。
They could help you. They have the means of helping you and actually making you better, but they don't care.
他们可以帮助你，让你感觉更好一些，但是他们就是不在乎你。
We're going to read a story about a man like that in John chapter 5.
我们来读这样的一个故事，主人公就是这样的一个人，约翰福音的五章。约翰的五章。
As you know, the Bible presents as one book, but it's really 66 books.
所以圣经虽然是一整本书给我们的，但其实里面有66卷书。
39 books are written about the time before Jesus came.
39卷当中的39卷在讲耶稣来之前的事情。
27 books are written about the time since Jesus came.
剩下的27卷呢，是讲耶稣来之后的事情。
But the central, overwhelming theme and message of all 66 books is Jesus Christ.
但是无论是哪一卷，66卷中的所有的内容都是指向耶稣基督的。
And there's a very good reason for that.
有一个非常好的理由这么做。
In John chapter 5, we won't read all of the verses, but...It's the story of a man who was crippled. His legs didn't work. He couldn't walk. He couldn't even stand up.
约翰福音五章呢是讲一个人他瘫了，他不能行走。
And he had been in this condition for 38 years.
而且他在这样的状态有38年。
And Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he was sick.
耶稣看见他躺着，也知道他病了很久。
And in John chapter 5, verse 6,
在约翰福音的五章六节
he asked him a very interesting question.
他问了他一个非常有意思的问题。
He asked him, do you want to be made well?
你要痊愈吗？
Well, wouldn't that be obvious?
这个难道不是很显然吗？
all of us in this room have been sick at some time or another.
我们在座的每一个人都曾经生过病。
If we made a list of the ailments or the sicknesses we have had, it would be a long list, I'm sure.
如果我们把从小到大生过的病写个单子，会很长。
And this question seems almost a silly question.
这个问题乍一听好像有一点愚蠢。
Because if you remember to a time when you were sick, and perhaps you're not very well today, can you imagine someone saying to you, anyone, do you want to be made well?
你可以想一想，假设你历史上曾经生过病的时候，或者今天你就身体不舒服，如果有一个人，不管是什么人，他来过来跟你说，你想要好起来吗？
The answer would be obvious.
答案这还用说吗？
But notice the question. He said, do you want to be made well?
所以原文呢，他说你想要被医治吗？
He didn't say, do you want to be well?
他没有说你想要好吗？
That's why it's very important to pay attention to every word in the Bible.
所以圣经里的每一个词呢，我们都很知道它很准确。
When Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? He was saying two things.
所以耶稣在问他，你想要被医治吗？他说两件事情。
The first thing he was saying is, I know that you cannot make yourself well.
第一呢，他知道，我知道你不可能用自己的力让自己好起来。
But it is possible for someone else to make you well.
有没有可能其他的人能使你好起来呢？
Okay. So in the context of the story, this man has been laying beside a pool where the water had special power to heal.
所以在这个上下文里面呢，这个人啊，这个摊子呢，在一个池子边上躺了38年，这个池子是有一些医治的能力的。
We're not told what the special power or ability of the water was, but we are told that people could be healed by the water in this pool.
所以我们知道，不知道这个超自然的能力是怎么来的，但是我们知道呢，在边上等的人呢，是盼望能够被这个水医治。
Now this man lived in Jerusalem, and he was part, or at least very much familiar with the Jewish religion.
所以这个人生活在耶路撒冷，所以他对犹太人的宗教会很熟悉。
Notice his reply to Jesus when Jesus asked, "Do you want to be made well?"
所以你看他回答耶稣的话哈，当耶稣问他这个要痊愈吗这个问题的时候。
7节
He
said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up."
先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。
But while I am coming, another steps down before me.
我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。
This is a very sad verse.
这是一个很哀伤、很悲哀的经节。
Because we read that the man recognizes he is sick.
我们知道这个人他是生着病。
And he wants to be made well.
他也想要医治。
But he's never fast enough.
但他总是不够快。
And he says, I have no man. He's saying, I have no help.
所以他说呢，我没有帮人帮我。
So what does this tell us about the religious leaders in Jerusalem?
这个在告诉我们耶路撒冷的宗教领袖们是怎么情形。
It tells us that they didn't care about this man.
就是他们不在乎这个人。
They were too busy drawing attention to themselves and cheating people from their money.
所以他们太忙了。让别人来关注他们，或者他去别人的骗一些钱。
That's a very common story with all religions.
所以这个对于所有的宗教呢，都是一个很普遍的现象。
Two of the most obvious marks of religion are they want to control people and they want money.
有两个宗教很显明的特征，第一呢，就是他想宗教总是要控制人的。第二呢，宗教总是要钱的。
Jesus actually came to call people out of religion.
所以耶稣来啊，是要把人从宗教里带出来的。
嗯哼，
是。
So he said to him in verse 8, Rise, take up your bed and walk.
八节，耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Now this man's condition was that he was completely crippled. He could not rise and he could not walk.
这个人的情形是他完全瘫了，所以他不能站起来，更不能行走。
So what is the significance or the importance of what Jesus told him to do?
所以耶稣做要他做的这件事情有什么重要呢？
He told him to do the very thing he could not do.
他告诉他去做一件他不能做的事，做不到的。
So what do you think about that?
那你怎么认为耶稣的这个命令呢？
If Jesus had said,Give me all your money or give me your coat. He could have done that.
如果耶稣说呢，把你的钱给我，把你的外套给我，那个人可能会做的。
If Jesus had said, just say this prayer after me, he could have done that.
如果耶稣说，你跟着我来说一段祷告，那个人也会说的。
If he had said, just raise your hand or sign a piece of paper, he could have done that.
或者耶稣说呢，你把你手举起来，或者签一个什么文书，他也会做的。
Jesus could have said, well,I'll drag you into the water.
耶稣也可以会说呢，那等一会儿，我把你拽到水里去。
Of all of the things that Jesus could have said, he said, "Do the thing you can't do."
你可以想一想，耶稣可以说其他一切的，但他说呢，你站起来走吧。
Why do you think he said that?
他为什么要这么说？
Any ideas? Let's hear some people give some ideas. Why do you think Jesus told him?To do the very thing that he could not do.
你想一想，耶稣为什么要他做一件他做不了的事？有没有什么想法
？Any ideas?
大家在座的有没有什么想法
？Because he's God, he healed him.
Yes. Yes.
相信他，
Yeah, faith. One, two.
Faith?
Believing God. Believing Jesus.
Okay. For believe, what do you mean believe?
你相信是什么意思？
相信就是无条件的顺服，敬畏。
Unconditionally obey, respect.
Yes. There are people who will obey but not believe.
那有一些人他会顺服，但他不相信。
So what does it mean to believe?
相信是什么意思？
Let's hear some ideas, some definitions, suggestions, examples of what it means to believe.
所以我们来看一下定义，或者来一些例子哈。相信在说什么事情？
Just one at a time, please. It's interesting that we pause on this point because this point is the crucial point to understanding God's message.
所以我们很有意思，我们要停在这节经文上，因为这节经文是理解神的信息的关键经文。
There was a song some years ago called I Believe I Can Fly.
有一些年之前啊，有一首圣诗，名字叫我相信我能飞。不是圣诗，就是一首歌。
Because somebody believes something, does that mean it's true?
所以你相信一样事情，不等于这样事情就是真的。
In Toronto in the 1960s, there were many young people taking drugs.
1960年代呢，多伦多有很多人年轻人吸毒。
And they believed they could fly, and they jumped off a bridge.
然后呢，吸完毒觉得他能飞了，然后就从桥上飞下去了。
Now they have barriers so they can't do that. But because you believe something does not make it true.
你就相信不等于这件事情就是真的。
Let me give you two examples. The first one is when the river freezes over in the winter.
我给你两个例子啊，比方说呢，冬天的时候呢，这个河面冰冻了。
You may want to go to the other side, but you're not sure if the ice is thick enough.
然后呢，你想过到河对面，但是你不能确认知道这个冰够不够厚。
So let's take the example of one man, or woman, boy or girl, a person who comes along, they're full of faith.
然后我们现在来了一个人，那不管男人、女人、孩子，他特别有信心。
They could not have more confidence that the ice is thick enough.
他没有比这更大的信心，他坚决相信这个冰好厚的。
And they step out onto the ice, they commit their weight to the ice.
所以他走过去的时候就把自己的体重交给了这个冰。
And the ice breaks and they drown.
然后呢，这个冰破裂了，他掉水里了。
Another example is a man, woman, boy or girl comes along on a different day.And is very afraid and hesitant and reluctant to step out on the ice because they're not sure if it will hold them.
所以另外呢，我们再看一个人，不管男人女人，他隔两天又来了，然后他到河边的时候呢，他真的不知道这个能不能沉住他的分量啊，他特别害怕。
But they need to get to the other side, and they know if they don't.Go across the ice sometime, they'll never get to the other side.
然后他就必须要到河对面去，因为他知道呢，他若不走过这个冰面呢，他就过不到河对面。
So for a time, they stand at the edge of the water and the ice, trying to decide whether to trust the ice.
所以呢，他也要站在河边，要做个决定，他要不要相信这冰。
Finally, the person, even trembling and fearful,steps out and commits the weight of their body to the ice.
所以慢慢的，这个人最终颤抖着、打战的，就走到这个冰面上去了。
And they find they get all the way across to the other side.
然后他发现呢，哎，他慢慢就走到冰对面去了。
What made the difference between those two people who came to the ice?
这两个来到冰上的人，他们的区别是什么呢？
Some ideas?
有什么想法吗？大家？
One man had lots of faith.
一个有很大的信心。
The other man had a little bit of faith.
第二个呢，其实信心很小。
是他有方向、目标，他要一定要到对面去，可是那个是不能做选择。
She has the target. The purpose.
The
second one, she needs to go to the opposite side of the river.
Okay, that's a very good answer. Motivation. Motivation, that's very good.
这是个动力，动机，这是很好的回答。
And that's true. I wasn't expecting that, but that's very true. But there's another even more important reason that made the difference between those two people.
那有一个更重要的原因，这是个很好的点，我也没有预期，但这个很好的点，但我们还会有更重要的点。
Upon the truth.
The truth, yes, okay. That's right, and the truth is the real issue of the story here. That's you're very sharp on that. The difference between the two people was the ice.
所以这两个人的区别其实是在冰啊。
The first person had all the faith in the world, but their faith and belief was in a faulty, weak, insufficient ice.
第一个人尽管信心很大很大，但是他的信心是建立在一个脆弱的冰面上。
And the amount of faith they had could not save them because the object of the faith was weak.
他信心的程度不能救他，但是他信心的对象才能救他。
Because the Bible tells us that even the demons believe that there is one God and they tremble.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，即使是那魔鬼也相信有一个神，只是战惊。
What made the difference for the man or woman who came along with a little bit of faith is that they made the decision to trust the ice, and the ice proved to be strong enough to carry them across.
所以那第二个情形的人呢，虽然他的信心很小很小，一丁点儿， 但是这个信心的客体，这个对象是可靠的，可证明能够依靠的兵，他就过去了。
And that is why the Bible says elsewhere that Jesus is able to save completely everyone who comes to God through him.
这就是圣经说呢，耶稣能够救一切信靠他的人啊，就借着他来救。
If you believe in or put your trust in a religion, it will fail you.
如果你把你的信心放在宗教里啊，这就那个破碎的冰面，你会掉下去的。
If you trust in yourself, you will fail yourself.
如果你信靠你自己的，也会掉进去的。
And some people find it difficult to transfer confidence from themselves to someone else.
所以有的人发现呢，很难把自己的信心啊转移给别人。
In my experience, in dealing with people in nearly 40 years, men especially men, have difficulty trusting and giving their confidence to someone else.
人啊，尤其男人啊，很难把这个自己的信心给到另外一个人，就是信心没办法转移，相信另外一个人。
Okay, before I go on to the next illustration, do we have any comments or questions on what you've heard so far?
有没有问题啊？到现在有没有问题？我们进入下一个点之前。
Okay. Second example.
第二个例子啊。
I was once invited by the Canadian National Parachute Team to jump out of an airplane.
那我曾经被加拿大的这个跳伞协会邀请啊，去跳伞，就是从飞机上跳下来。
I was teaching flying at a small airport south of Ottawa where they were training.
那我那时候是在渥太华南部的一个训练场在教人开飞机。
In fact, the Chinese national jump team was also training there as a sort of a mutual exercise together.
实际上呢，那时候中国的跳伞队啊也在那边训练，所以大家是一个合作项目。
And so I had the privilege of watching the Canadians, but also the Chinese national parachute team do many, many impressive things in the sky and then come down and land in a little circle of sand with a coin, just a small coin in the middle, and every one of those parachuters put their heel on that coin when they landed.
我就看见他们的跳伞表演啊，就是他们整个队伍呢，中国的和加拿大，他们在空中做了很多的图形以后呢，做了很多技术动作以后，每个人都最后伞包打开跳下来。然后呢，在一个沙场中间啊，有一个硬币，然后每一个人的脚呢，最后都踩在那个硬币上。
I said to them, "Why do you do that? I could never do that. Why do you do that?"
那我就问他们，你们怎么能做哈？我怎么做不到
？They said, "Because we're afraid to land in the airplane."
但是他们说我们很害怕在
They said they're afraid to stay in the airplane when it lands.
啊，所以他们说他们很害怕跟着飞机降落，他就自己要出来。
I said, well, I'm afraid to jump out.
但我说呢，我就很害怕跳下来啊，所以我一定要跟着飞机降落。
And they said, why are you afraid? You see, every day we jump, we land many times. The parachute opens. There's no danger. You can come and do a jump with us.
那他们就说呢，你为什么害怕呢？你每天都看见我们出来，然后伞都是很安全的，你可以完全跟我们一起跳。
Now, not many people in the world would have a personal invitation from the Canadian and Chinese national parachute teams to go into the airplane and jump out with them.
所以不是什么人都有这个经历啊，就是被两个国家的国家队的跳伞选手来邀请啊，跟他们一起跳一次。
So I said, okay.
然后我就深吸了一口气，我说好吧，试一下。
They said, now we'll need $70 for a training session to teach you what to do.
他们说呢，我需要70块钱啊，来训练你该怎么做。
I said, no.
我说不啊。
I said I can scare myself to death for free.
那那我说我我说我我就免费就吓死了。
And they said, "What's wrong? Don't you believe the parachute will open?"
然后他们就问你，你为什么害怕呢？你不相信这个伞能够打开吗？
I said, "Yes, I believe with all my heart that the parachute will open."
我说是啊，我相信，我全心相信伞会打开。
They said, "What's the problem?"
那就他说呢，那麻烦是什么呢？
I said, "I am not willing to trust myself to it."
我说我不愿意把我自己交给他，我不敢。
See, I believed.Right here.
所以我在脑子里是相信的。
But I was not prepared to commit myself to that parachute.
但是我的心没有愿意，还没有准备好把自己交给那伞。
And I'm still alive.
那我现在还是活着的。
The point is that believing is very, very importantly associated with the object of your belief.
所以信呢，特别的重要的是你所信的那个对象。
Now I am emphasizing this because this is the pivotal point in understanding God's message.
我为什么强调这个点呢？因为这个是理解神的信息最关键的一个点。
I have a wedding ring on my hand.
我手上有一个结婚戒指。
And you'll notice we are now moving to the third and last example of faith.
现在呢，我们进到第三个，也是最后一个例子，讲到信心。
Before we come back to the Word of God，
然后回等我们回到神的话之前，我们讲完这个例子。
On January 19th, 1980, my wife and I were married.
1980年的1月19号呢，我跟我太太结婚了。
There was a man standing in front of us with a Bible, and he was saying many things. I don't know what he was talking about.
站在我面前的人拿这本圣经讲了很多的话我都听不懂。
But all of a sudden he made a statement that really got my attention.
突然呢他就讲了 一段话呢然后引起我注意了。
He said, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
他说我现在宣布你们是丈夫和妻子。
Now that got my attention.
这个我听懂了这个我要听。
Now,How do I know that I'm married?
那现在呢？我怎么知道我结婚了呢
？Am I married because I said words?
那我结婚是因为我说了一些话吗
？Am I married because I wanted or want to be married?
我是因为我想要我结婚了吗
？I am married to my wife because.The man who made that statement, I now pronounce you husband and wife, had the authority to change my status, legal status, from single to married.
我结婚是因为那讲说我现在宣布你们是丈夫和妻子的那个人，他有法律的权柄来改变我的婚姻状态。
Even the vows that we say in a wedding,I will, I will, I will, and then the wife says, the girl says, I will, I will. That doesn't save you, or doesn't marry you.
所以，即便你在婚姻上面的你发的这个誓言，以及妻子做的回应说我愿意，我愿意，这个不会改变你的婚姻状态。
There has to be an authorized person to declare a changed status.
需要有一个。被授权的人呢，他要宣布了，他就改变了你的状态。
Now, my wife and I have been married over 39 years.
那到今年为止呢，我和我太太结婚超过39年了。
Do I always feel married?
我是不是一直感觉我是结婚的
？I don't know what feeling married is.
我也不知道感觉结婚是个啥意思。
Am I always a good husband?
我是不是一直是个好丈夫呢
？Probably.
Sometimes I'm going to be a little personal here. I think they can handle it. I might wake up in the morning and go, Oh dear, I wonder if I'm really married.
所以有的时候呢，他说我一清早起来，我想我是不是真的结婚了。
Or I might say, I better be married.
或者说我最好是结婚的。
You see, regardless of what I think or feel, my status is married.
所以无论我的感觉是怎么样，我的这39年的状态都是已婚的。
What is my confidence and assurance in that I am actually married?
所以不管我的确信或者怎么样，就是我的婚姻的状态都是
my confidence. Sorry. My confidence is not in what I do, what I say, what I have done, or what I have said. My confidence and assurance that I am married.Is in what that man said.
所以我的信心啊，不是在我说的，我的确据呢是在那个人说的。那个人说了，我就是结婚的。
On the authority of what that man said, I know I'm married.
基于他的权柄啊，基于他的话语，我就知道我一直是一个已婚的状态，直到今天。
Now there is one more important distinction about the man who made that statement.He had the authority to make that statement.
所以他说的话呢是有一点区别的，因为他有这个权利。
If my friend from school had been there and said, "Ah, yeah, you're okay now, you're married."
比如说我在学校的同学，他很高兴地跟我说，哎，没问题，你俩算夫妻了，你俩结婚了。
He's saying the same words, but he doesn't have the authority.
他也说了同样的话，但是没有用，他没有权利。
I think you get the point.
你现在明白这个点了。
So now we come back to the story.Where Jesus says to this man, stand up, take up your bed. He tells him to do the very thing he cannot do. You see, I could not marry Claudette. I, as much as I wanted to, I could not, I didn't have the authority to change my status from single to married.
所以同样的话语在这里耶稣说起来拿你的褥子走吧。他在说一个对着客体说的话，这个客体自己不能改变的状态。就像我来到我太太面前，不能说那我就现在是跟你结婚的，没有，我必须要有一个有权柄的人跟我说，他才能改变我的婚姻状态。
But based on our stated desire to be married and promise to be faithful.The other man with the authority made it happen.
所以基于我的盼望，基于我里面愿意和太太结婚的心呢，那一个有权柄的人宣布我的婚姻状态改变了。
Here's a man who could not stand up, he could not walk, but Jesus told him to do the very thing he couldn't do.
所以这个人不能站起来，他不能行走，虽然他想，但耶稣给了他这个。宣称和权柄，说你可以了。
What happened in verse 9?
第九节说了什么呢？
Immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked.
所以那人立刻痊愈啊，就起来拿起褥子走了。
Well, how did that happen?
这怎么发生的呢？
It wasn't medication or surgery.
所以这不是一个药或者手术。
It wasn't mind over matter where he just believed enough and he could walk.
也不是他脑子里说我要信得更强一点他就行可以行可以走了。
Just as a marriage is declared to be complete on the stated desire, this man was healed because Jesus said, do you want to be made well? And his reply was, oh yes.Yes, I try, but I can't. I want, yes, I want to be made well.
所以就这个例子是一样的，就像我在结婚之前，我也是有特别强的愿望要和太太成为夫妻。这个人摊子他也特别强的愿望想要行走，但是我们自己没有这个权柄，没有这个能力做得到。
When Jesus said, "Do you want to be made well?" You'll notice the man didn't say, "I'm okay." I'm all right. I'm good.
你会看见，当耶稣问 这个人你想要痊愈吗？那个人没说，哎，没事，我不痊愈也行。他不是这么样，不是这么样的一个心态。
Sometimes preaching on the streets in Toronto, I'll be preaching and I'll hear people go by and they'll say, "I'm good, I'm good, I'm good."
我在多伦多讲道的，在街上给人传福音的时候，就经常会听见这个话。我跟人讲，跟他讲福音，哎，我挺好的，我挺好的，你别给我讲了，我挺好的。
And what they're saying is, I don't need Jesus. No, I'm okay, I'm okay, I don't need him.
其实他潜台词就是我不需要耶稣，我挺好的，你别来烦我。
And whenever they say I'm good, I'm good, I'm quick to say, you're not good enough, and you'll never be good enough, sir.
然后他说我挺好的，我就会追上去说，其实你现在不好，你也不可能一直很好。
See, this is the problem. We cannot be good enough to get into God's presence.
因为我们不可能那么足够的好来得着神的同在啊，进到天堂。
But when a person says, "Lord, I know I'm sick spiritually, and I want to be healed spiritually. I want to be made well. I want to be made good enough." And I know that you are the only one who can make me good enough.
所以当一个人说，哎呀，我真的是属灵上生病了，我也愿意得医治，但是我自己做不了。我知道你是良善的，我也愿意你来赦免我，医治我，让我成为像你一样好的。
Then here's what happens, and this is a very important statement.
啊，你就会看见会发生什么呢？这很重要的一个话来了。
On the basis of this man recognizing his need and his desire to be healed, Jesus enables him to do the very thing he could not do. Jesus gave him the ability to do what he could not do.
所以基于这个人的需要和他里面得医治的盼望，耶稣因着他的权柄给了这个人的能力。这个能力不是这个人自己有的，给了这个人能力，让他做一样他做不了的事。
And even though this is a story of physical healing, the principle and the truth of how the healing happened is the same for us spiritually if we are to ever rise up and walk in newness of life and live like Jesus.
所以这边的例子是一个肉体得医治的有形的例子，同样可以应用在我们属灵的生命上，我们也一样可以因着我们的需要，因着我们的盼望，我们也从神那得着那医治的能力，我们可以站起来行走，以一个新生的生命。
Now, has anybody heard something new here that you haven't heard or did not realize before?
有没有人听过一些新的东西，我们从来没有意识到的
？Yes.
Please tell us in a loud voice.
大声的告诉我。
Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. What did you hear that is new that you didn't realize before?
有什么新的东西你以前可能没有意识到的，在基督的信仰上。
Heaven is true.
Is this helping us understand what faith, belief, healing, saving is?
所以今天他讲的是不是能帮助大家多了解一点什么叫信，什么叫做信心，这样的概念能帮大家理得更清楚一些。
We cannot bring ourselves to God, but God can bring us to Him.
我们不能把自己带到神那里去，但神可以借着基督把我们带到他那里去。
And if you say to God, "I cannot bring myself to you. I know I need to come to you. I want to come to you, and I believe that Jesus can bring me to you," He will save you.
如果你说，你到神那里说，我知道我不能到你那里来。但是呢，我相信你可以借着耶稣基督让我与你和好，能够带我到你面前去，神迹就会发生，就是你就和神和好。
Because remember, the Bible says He is able to save.
你要记得圣经说呢，他是有能力来拯救的。
If we could save ourselves, Jesus had no need to come to this earth.
如果我们能够自己救自己呢，耶稣其实没有必要来。
Now let's look back at verse 10 of chapter 5.
那我们来看五章的十节。
The Jews, they would be the religious people. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured. He was cured. Not partially cured. He was cured. They said, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed.
然后呢，第十节，那些犹太人啊，看见他是完全医治了，不是部分的。说什么呢？说今天是安息日，拿褥子是不可的。
You see, they didn't care about this man. They didn't say, oh, we're so happy to see that you're healed.
所以这些人完全不在乎这个摊子。他们按道理应该的反应就是，哦，我们太高兴，看见你得医治了，站起来了。
All they cared about was you are not obeying our rules.
他们所在乎的一切事情都是你没有遵守我的规定。
Now, what was the rule? It was called the Sabbath.
这个规定是什么呢？就是安息日。
We do not understand this term because it's a Jewish religious term.
那我们现在呢，有些人不理解这个词，是因为安息日是犹太人的律法。
Let's pause and learn something very important here that takes us back to the beginning.
那我们想一些回到最初的状态的创世纪的内容。
The Bible clearly teaches that God created all things in 6 days.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，神造了万物啊，在六天里面。
The Bible says the evening and the morning were the first day.
神说呢，有晚上，有早晨，是一天。
Some people try to play with those words and make it seem like it's more than 6 days. It's some kind of long time, but that's not true.
所以有的人呢，总是想做一些的调整。想让我们觉得这个是比一天要长的时间，其实不对的。
Because in the book of Exodus, God Himself declares that He created all things in 6 days.
因为在出埃及记呢，神自己宣称他造了一切就是六天。
And on the seventh day, God rested.
在第七天呢，神安息了。
Now, did God rest because he was tired from the hard work of creating everything?
神安息是因为他在创造万物之功的六天里很累了吗？
No, not at all.
不是，完全不是。
When we read that he rested, it doesn't mean he rested because he was tired.
他安息不是因为他累了，他安息。
It means he stopped working because the work was finished.
是因为他停止做工，因为工已经做完了。
It was complete and perfect and needed nothing else. It was done.
是完全，是完美，不用再添加任何东西，结束了。
And in order for God to remind His people that His work is perfect, He told them, "You do your work in 6 days, and on the seventh day, don't do any work."
所以神。提醒他的子民们啊，他的工是完整完全，所以他让犹太人呢六天做工，第七天安息。
It was intended in part to be a reminder to God's people that when God says something and does something, it's perfect.
这要提醒犹太人呢，也提醒神的孩子，当神说一点说一些什么事，做一些什么事的时候，做都是做完就是完成完全的。
Does it need to be changed or updated in any way?
也不需要更新，也不需要改变。
But the problem is, the heart of people is deceitful.
但问题是呢，人里面的心呢是诡诈的。
And the religious people had taken what God said and turned it into something that God did not say.
所以犹太人的这些律法教师们把神所说的改了一点意思。改成了神不是那样的意思。
So notice the last part of verse 10, they say it is not lawful for you to carry your bed.
这就是犹太人十节的后半段讲的，你今天拿褥子是不可的。
Well, God didn't say don't carry your bed. You can't carry your bed on this Sabbath day.
神从来没有在旧约说你安息日不可拿褥子。
So now they're telling people that God said something that He did not say.
所以现在他们开始告诉。犹太人一些神其实没有讲过的话了。
This is also a common mark of religion.
所以这也是宗教一个特别普遍的现象。
Now this is very interesting because if Jesus was concerned about offending the religious leaders, he could have said, excuse me, sir, it's the Sabbath day. I'm not supposed to heal you on the Sabbath. I'll come back tomorrow.
如果耶稣呢想避免冒犯犹太人呢，他应该跟那个摊子说，哎呀，今天刚好不赶巧是安息日，要不我明天再来医你好不好？
So why do you think he deliberately healed this man on the Sabbath day, knowing the religious leaders would be very angry? Why did he do that?
那耶稣为什么就要选这么一个安息日？他也知道犹太的宗教领袖会很生气，他为什么选这天呢？
Any answers?
有没有什么
ideas, please?
有没有什么想法？
Oh, that's very good. Do you want to translate that for?
对，他说就是告诉我们旧约和新约的区别。
Yes, and the truth is that Jesus has all the authority of God.
真理就是基督耶稣就是神的权柄。
When God sent Jesus, Jesus repeatedly said, I am sent. He sent me. He came as the obedient servant.
所以当耶稣反复讲的时候呢，他都会提到说，我是那被差的，他差了我来，他有这权柄从父那里。
But because he is equal to his father, he had the same authority.
因为他与父神同等啊，所以他有的权柄也是跟父神一样。
Jesus deliberately healed this man on the Sabbath day to make the statement to the religious people, I don't take my orders from you.
所以耶稣就在安息日治病呢，就是想要告诉犹太的宗教领袖们，我不是来听你们命令的。
He was declaring himself to be God.
他就宣称自己是神了。
What happened? Verse 11.
11节发生什么了呢？
The man who had been made sick answered the religious leaders. He answered them, He who made me well said to me, Take up your bed and walk.
11节，他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
Notice the religious leaders were, all they could see was that you're carrying your bed.
所以那些宗教领袖能说的就是你拿你的褥子了，不对。
We don't care that you're healed. We don't want you carrying your bed.
我不在乎你有没有得医治，我只在乎你拿没拿褥子。
But what was on the man's mind in verse 11?
那在这个人脑子里，他只有他在想什么呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus. He. You see, now his allegiance is no longer to anyone else but Jesus.
所以现在他呢就不再关注其他人，他只看耶稣。
He who made me well.
就那使我痊愈的。
This man knew he was sick, and now he knows he's not sick.
所以这个人知道他以前是病的，现在他不病了。
And he knows that Jesus did it.
他也知道是耶稣做的。
Verse 12. Then they asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Take up your bed and walk?
十二节他们问他说，对你说拿褥子的人走的人是什么人呢？
Notice the religious leaders do not say, Who is the man who made you well?
注意这宗教领袖们没有这么问，说谁医治你的？
They don't care that this man has been made well.
所以他们不在乎谁医治他的。
They never did care that he was sick.
他们也从来没有在乎过。
All they care about is you're not obeying us.
他们只在乎你没有听我的命令。
My dear friends, this is what religion does to people.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，这就是宗教。
And this is also what Jesus does to people.
然后你对立的，你会看见耶稣对人是怎么样的。
Jesus sets people free from religion.
耶稣使人从宗教里的自由。
And he sets people free from the paralysis of sin.
所以他使人从那罪的麻痹和瘫痪中能站起来。
We are all human enough to know how sin can paralyze us in our lives. We can struggle with the paralysis of bitterness, fear, anger. We will not forgive. And many other bad things can paralyze us.
所以我们都知道我们是人，都知道罪给人的麻痹的后果啊，那苦毒，那仇恨，那心里一切的因罪而来的痛苦啊，都会给我们带来极大的捆绑。
And I observed that people were walking today and walked in, and when we finish here, you will get up and stand up and walk. But there are some here today, perhaps, who are paralyzed.
我们都知道呢，我们可以今天来进来再走出去，但是呢，有一些他可能就是瘫痪。
Not physically, but spiritually.
不是说肉体上的，是属灵的。
Jesus would ask you.
耶稣会问你。
Do you want to be made well?
他说你想要痊愈吗
？If you say I'm good, we can't help you, Jesus can't help you, you can't help yourself, nobody can help you.
那你如果说哎呀我挺好我挺好的，那也我们也帮不了你，耶稣也帮不了你，就没有人能够帮到一个自己不需要的人。
But those many things that paralyze us in our soul, Jesus would say, "Do you want to be made well?" And you say to him, "Yes," he will make you well.
所以对一切，你知道你里面是瘫痪的，你知道你里面是有需要的，你跟耶稣说，耶稣问你，你需要医治吗？你说是的，你在那一刻你就得救。
Because the Bible says he came to heal. The broken-hearted.
因为耶稣圣经说呢，耶稣来医治伤心的人。
That's a spiritual healing. He came to
这是属灵的想法。
Heal the broken-hearted and set the captives free.
他是使被囚的得释放。
Verse 13.
十三节。
But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn. A multitude being in that place.
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
How humble is the Lord Jesus?
耶稣是多么谦卑呀。
He doesn't have a great big football stadium of thousands of people paying many dollars to come in so they can watch him heal. Come and watch me. I'm the healer.
所以耶稣不是那种医治大会上那个租了一个大足球场，很多人花个很多的钱进来来看一个人，说哎呀，我是那个医治者，你看我怎么救人，怎么治人呢？耶稣不是这么样的救人方式。
He sees this man in his need. He meets his need and he slips away quietly.
那他医好了这个人，满足了这个人需要医治的心，他就悄悄地离开了。
How unlike us is the Lord Jesus.
那我们和耶稣相比，我们是多么羞愧呢？
And so in verse 13, the man said he did not know who it was, but in verse 14, afterward Jesus found him, this man, in the temple.
十四节，后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说。
Now this man was not in the temple to be healed.
所以这个人在殿里啊，不是来被医治的。
He was in the temple, which is the place of worship, like a church. He was there because he had been healed.
他在殿里啊，殿就像今天的教堂一样，他在殿里是因为他已经得医治了。
And that is why a little building like this, which does not compare to the magnificent temples in China.
所以就像我们今天的这个教堂呢，不会。是特别的豪华，不是那么。
Is very important because God is here.
这很重要，因为神在这里。
And the people who come here because they have been healed inside.
Amen. 人来教堂是因为他里面已经得了医治，他来感恩的。
And we love to be here with other people who have been healed by the same Jesus.
然后我们也愿意在教堂跟。其他也一样得着耶稣医治的人一起聚会。
And we come here to speak about and to worship the one who saved our souls.
所以我们来这里一起来讨论，一起来敬拜那 救了我们灵魂的那位救主。
And then we go out from here to tell others who need the Lord Jesus that He is able to save them.
然后我们出去去告诉这好消息给那一切需要救恩的人。
So Jesus finds this man in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. You have been made well." That's the third time there is the emphasis to the fact that Jesus did it. Jesus said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you."
所以十四节的后半段说你已经痊愈了，是已经被医治了。这是第三次耶稣说不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
And there is a lot that could be said about this verse, but let's just say, be afraid of sin because sin paralyzes.
所以很多的话可以在这些经文里讲。首先看呢，要对罪要惧怕，因为罪是能够麻痹人的。
There is nothing that will hinder our Christian life like sin.
有使我们基督徒的生命啊，阻碍基督徒生命成长的就是罪。
Verse 15,
15节,
the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
那人就去告诉犹太人使他痊愈的是耶稣。
Notice he doesn't say, "Oh, by the way, you were asking, who was it that told me to take up my bed and walk?"
注意他这里没有说呢，哎，等一等，我现在找到那个可以 让我拿褥子走的人了。
Now I know who it was. It was Jesus who told me to take up my bed and walk.
我现在知道是谁，是耶稣让我拿着褥子走。
No, no. He says it was Jesus who made me well.
他说是耶稣使我痊愈的。
The two different focuses. The man who has been healed and made well, that's his emphasis.Jesus is his emphasis, not carrying a mat and some religious law.
所以这个人他有两个点他需要关注，现在他选择关注的是耶稣，而不是那些人一直强调的是不是拿褥子。
Now before we continue with this drama, and this is very dramatic, if we were there, this would be very dramatic.
这个是很戏剧化啊，就是就像一出戏一样，如果我们在那当场就在看戏一样。
By the way, all healing in the scripture, all healing recorded in the Bible, is immediate, obvious, complete, and permanent.
所以，整个圣经里的所有医治都有这个特点啊，它是立刻的，它是完全的，它是显明的，然后它是永久的。
When God heals people, as He did in this passage, it is immediate, it happens right now, it is complete, it's not partial, it is obvious, people can see it, and it is permanent, it doesn't go backwards.
所以今天我们要知道，出于神的医治呢，也是这样的，它是立刻的，就是不需要等很久，它是显明的，谁都能看见，不是说你藏起来的。它也是完全的，它不是说你医治一部分，它还是永久的，就是不会再复发的。
Now this was Jesus asserting his authority in the face of those religious people.
所以这是耶稣啊，就把他的这个权柄啊，等于是甩在了这些宗教领袖的脸上。
So Jesus is the ultimate hero.
所以耶稣是那最终的王啊。
He is afraid of no one and nothing.
他不会害怕任何的人和事。
Wouldn't you love to live a life where you are afraid of no one and nothing?
你想不想过一个这样的生活，你不再害怕任何的人和事呢？
想啊。
Yes.
That's real power.
这是真的生命啊。
Being very strong physically with big muscles, that's not power.
所以你手上有很多肌肉的力量，这不是能力，这不是力量。
It might be nice and being educated and then having a happy family, that's all very nice. But we live in so much fear.
所以是有一个很好的教育，很好的家庭是不错，但是呢，这不是完全的，因为我们生活在很多恐惧中。
These religious people feared Jesus. They were afraid of him.
这些宗教领袖他们真的害怕耶稣。
And they were politicians, religious politicians. They feared Jesus and they feared the people.
所以他们既是害怕耶稣，他们同时又是政客啊，所以他们还惧怕人。
They were controlled by fear and they tried to control everyone else by the same fear.
所以他们里面充满了惧怕，所以呢，他就想用惧怕去控制人。
But the Bible says, our God has not given us a spirit of fear.
但是圣经说呢，神没有给我们一个惧怕的灵脉。
But he has given us a spirit of power.
他给了我们有能力的灵。
And of a sound mind, clarity of thought.
和一个有理性的头脑。
And self-control, power, self-control, and of a sound mind.
以及自律啊，和一个理性的头脑。
God wants us to live lives the way He intended us to live.
所以神希望我们过一个他盼望我们过的生活，就是他的规则。
And He is the only one who can enable us to do that.
他也是那唯一一个能使我们做到的。
So, the drama is.You have the good guy, that's Jesus. You have the bad guy, that's religion.
所以这里的对比很鲜明。你有一个好的例子，是耶稣；你有一个坏的例子，是宗教。
What happens next in verse 16?
那十六节会发生什么事呢？
For this reason, what reason? That Jesus made this man well on the Sabbath day.
所以什么呢？就是因为耶稣在安息日治好了一个病人。
For this reason, the Jews, the religious people, persecuted Jesus.
所以犹太人迫害耶稣。
The word persecuted means they pursued him, they hounded him, they stalked him.
那逼迫呢，就是他们追他啊，他们迫害他啊，追他。
And more than that, they sought or tried to kill him.
不但如此啊，他们还要杀他。
Because he had done these things on the Sabbath.
原因就是他做医治在安息日。
But Jesus answered them, verse 17.
十七节，耶稣就对他们说。
Notice, he says, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working."
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
This is equal working. My father works, I work. Equal working.
所以这是一个同等的工作哈，我的父工作，我也工作，他们俩是同等。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Therefore, the Jews sought or wanted all the more to kill him.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他。
Why? Because he not only broke the Sabbath, which is not true.They say he broke the Sabbath, but he didn't.
But 他不但犯了安息日，但他其实没有，只是犹太人说他犯了安息日，其实他没有。
The Jews wanted to kill him because he didn't obey their rules, but the other reason they wanted to kill him is that he also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God.
他还有一个是犹太人很恼怒的就是。他说神是他的父啊，而且把自己和神当作平等。
He not only claims equal working in this verse, he claims equal nature, deity, divinity.
所以他不再在说这个同等的工作，在这节经文里，他在说同等的地位，同等的神性。
You see, it's true that Jesus was a man and he walked the earth and he was a human as we are without sin.But he was more than a man.
我们都知道耶稣是个完全的人，他跟我们一样在地上，他有肉体，他没有犯罪，但是他比这更多，他不单单是一个人。
I've said this before. My wife and I have three sons.
那我之前说过，我跟我太太有三个儿子。
Would you believe me if I told you one is a fish, one is a kitten, and the other one is a puppy?
我你会相信我吗？假设我说我有三个儿子，一个是一条鱼，一个是一只小猫，一个是一只小狗，你相信吗？
You're laughing at me.
你在笑，对吧？
Is that funny?
是不是很搞笑呢？
It's ridiculous.
对。
It's more than funny, because you know that's not possible.
这是不可能的，你知道这是不可能。
Now you tell me, what are our sons? You tell me, what are they?
你来告诉我，我们的儿子是什么？
Men.
They're men, that's right.
是人嘛，对吧？
Are they more men than I am? Or less men?
他比我更人一点，还少人一点。
Equal.
一
样的嘛。
They're exactly the same as I am.
他和我是一样的人呢。
Being a man, but they're as human as their mother as well. We're human beings.
我们是人呢，我们是人，我儿子也是人呢。
It's very important to understand that we can only create what we can only reproduce what we are.
所以我们只能复制啊，或者繁衍我们本来所是的啊。我们是人，我们繁衍出来就是人，不会繁衍出猫来。
A man and a woman, a husband and a wife are never going to have kittens.
对，一个男人和女人，他不会生出一只猫来。
Because it's not in the nature. You're only going to reproduce your own nature.
所以你的本性是什么，你就会繁衍出什么。
So when God has a son, what kind of son does God reproduce?
那神要有个圣子，他是什么样的儿子呢？
His son is exactly the same in nature as the father. Exactly. Cannot be any more and cannot be any less.
所以他的儿子呢，也是要和他完全一样的本性，不会多一些，不会少一些。
Okay, now, our brother will read verse 18 again, just 18 slowly, and you'll see why the Jews understood what Jesus was saying when he called himself the Son of God. Verse 18.
那我们再慢慢读一遍十八节，我帮大家读啊，你就会知道犹太人当时是在想什么。所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Verse 18.
Yeah, verse 18.
Every time Jesus said he was the Son of God, the Jews heard him to be saying that he was the same as God in nature. Jesus was not saying, I am my Father. The Father and the Son are two separate people, just like I and my three sons are separate people. But he was making the statement. He wasn't making the claim. He was making the statement, I and the Father are exactly the same in nature, deity.
所以耶稣当他说到我父和我的时候，他就在说他和他的父亲是在一样的本性，一样的神性啊。他并不是说我是我的父，他们是独立的位格，他们是分开的，但是他们的本性是一样的，就像我和我的儿子都是人一样。
The drama continues in verse 19.
在十九节呢，继续了。
Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly, or truly, honestly, I'm not lying to you, most assuredly, I say to you,
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，
The Son can do nothing by himself.
子凭着自己不能做什么。
Now, if we didn't read the rest of the verse, we might say, How can he be God? How can he be deity when he says he can do nothing by himself?
如果我们没有读其他的经文，我们就会说，他凭什么说自己是，子啊，他圣子啊，他凭什么说他不能够做，靠着自己做什么？
It's important to read the rest of the verse, which says, the Son can do nothing by himself except what he sees the Father do.
子凭着自己不能做什么，除非看见父所做的。
So Jesus has limitations.
所以耶稣是有约束的。
Very clear limitations.
非常清楚的约束。
He can only do what he sees the Father do.
他只能做那父显给他做的。
Well, what does he see the Father do? Whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.
所以父所做的事，子也照样做。
So Jesus says, I am limited to doing only what I see the Father do.
所以耶稣在这里告诉他，我们告诉我们他的限制就是他只做父显给他的事情。
Well, what does he see the Father do? Whatever he does, whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner, the same way.
所以无论耶稣看见父所做什么，子都按照同样的方式。
Another claim to be another declaration to be absolutely equal to God.
同样的，在这里显明的属灵真理是他和父是完全一样的。
And it goes on.
继续。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Remember, Jesus can only do what he sees the Father do. Okay, well, what does he see the Father do? Verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does.
耶稣记得只能做父显给他的事，所以父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
So we read backwards that God shows his Son everything he does. Jesus can only do what he sees the Father show him. The Father shows him everything that he does. Jesus can only do that, so Jesus can only do what God does.
所以你把这两个逻辑连起来，耶稣只能做父神显给他的事，现在呢，父神又把一切事都显给他看，所以这两个连起来你就知道呢，耶稣是在做一切。
And this is the man that religion thought,
神做的事,
that the religious leaders thought they could control.
那这个是宗教领袖认为他们应该能控制的。
You don't control Jesus.
但是其实你不能控制耶稣啊。
He controls us.
是他控制我们。
This is the supreme power struggle.
这是一个超能力啊，它是一个从天而来的能力。
And it continues to this very day.
今天依然在继续。
There are still people who think that they can control Jesus, and some of those people are governments.
那今天还有人认为呢，他能控制人，那这样的人常常是政府啊。
Nobody will ever control the Lord Jesus.
但是没有人能够控制耶稣。
Jesus said, "The Son of Man will set you free."
耶稣说呢，神人子能使你得自由。
He said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
他说你会知道真理哈，真理使人得自由。
The opposite of being controlled or imprisoned is free.
所以被控制和被囚禁的对立呢，就是自由。
I love Jesus because he's completely free from fear of anyone or anything.
我喜欢耶稣的原因就是他是我在。一切的世上的自由。
What an adventure to live like Jesus.
就像耶稣那样活着是多么美好。
But we can only live like Jesus with Jesus and by Jesus.
我们只能够借着耶稣哈，能够活成他那个样式。所以耶稣是那个道路、真理和生命。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so.The Son gives life to whom He will.
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
This is not only equal nature, this is equal power.
这不单是同样的本性啊，这是同样的能力。
Next, he states equal authority.
二十二节在讲同样的权柄。
Verse 22, for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son.
二十二节，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
Why has the Father committed judgment to the Son?
为什么父要把审判的事交于子呢
？Because he's qualified to judge.
因为他是合格的审判官。
Bible says that God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by this man, Jesus.
圣经说呢，神安排了一个日子啊。借着这个人耶稣他会来审判全地。
And yet, even to this very day, people sit in judgment on Jesus and say, He's not so good. He was just a good teacher.
那即使在这一天啊，那些应该未来要受耶稣审判的人都还在说，他不是一个好的审判官，他只不过是个老师。
What men and women need to do is close their mouths and open their ears to what Jesus says to them.
所以人和人应该要做的是要闭上自己的嘴啊，打开自己的耳朵来听耶稣在说什么。
Do you know how much the devil hates Jesus?
你知道魔鬼有多恨耶稣吗？
I never hear anybody curse Buddha.
我从来没有听过人啊用咒骂的话是说佛祖的。
I have never heard anyone curse Muhammad.
也没有人用咒骂的话来说穆罕默德的。
Nearly every day I hear people curse Jesus.
几乎每一天都有人在咒诅耶稣。
Do you hear that?
你没听过吗？
Do you hear Canadians say Jesus Christ?
你有没有听过加拿大人说耶稣基督？
Do you ever wonder why?
你知道为什么吗？
The devil hates Jesus.
因为魔鬼啊真的恨耶稣。
And he hates you too.
他也恨你。
Christians love Jesus.
因为耶稣基督徒是爱耶稣的。
We love the name of Jesus and we speak the name of Jesus but in blessing not cursing.
所以我们爱耶稣我们也说耶稣的名不是在咒诅的话场语境里是在祝福的语境。
Verse 23 is really wonderful. They're all wonderful verses.
23节是一个非常美的经节。
He says the Father judges no one but has committed all judgment to the Son. Why? That all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
叫人都尊敬子如同尊敬父一样。
What's he claiming? Equal, I'm wrong to say claiming. He's asserting equal honor.
所以他在确认啊，不是宣称，他就是个确认一个事实，他和父神是同等。
You see, right in the middle of this drama with the religious leaders, Jesus is telling them, your problem is you don't understand what I did because you don't know who I am.
所以耶稣在这里跟那些法利赛人宗教领袖说其实你们不知道我是谁呀，所以你们会有这个反应。
Every Christian in this room understands what Jesus did on that cross because now we know who he is.
我们今天每一个人都知道耶稣在十字架上做的功的意义也是因为我们知道他是谁。
Now notice the wisdom of Jesus in the last part of verse 23.
我们在二十三节的后半段看。
He has just claimed equal honor that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
二十三节前半段在说我们要尊敬子如同尊敬父。
But now he turns his own words inside out.
所以他现在把这个话倒过来说。
He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
不尊敬子的就是不尊敬差子来的父。
He not only claims equal honor, he claims equal dishonor.
所以他不是在说同，不只在说同样的荣耀，他在说同样的，不尊重他的情形。
Which is very significant, but because the Jewish people believed that they were honoring the Father.
那因为犹太人呢都觉得他们在荣耀父尊敬父。
But he's saying if you don't honor me you're not honoring the Father either.
所以耶稣在这说呢，你们要是不尊敬我呢，其实你们根本没有在尊敬父。
Last verse, verse 24.
二十四节。
Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes, remember the parachute, the ice, the wedding, he who believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You hear it? He makes the declaration that believing in him will save you.
24节，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。这句话其实是神的宣称。记得我们刚才讲的结婚的例子，他说我宣布你们现在是夫妻了，借着他的权柄。这里也是一样，神借着他的权柄宣布了一个事实。
So in closing, I thank you for your patience and attention, good attention.
谢谢大家的耐心和注意啊。
But I leave you with this one question, important question. What do you think of Jesus?
那我现在给你一个很重要的问题留给你们，你怎么来看耶稣？
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
The question is,
Who is Jesus? The answer is, Jesus is the one the Bible tells us about. He's not the one that the world pretends that he is. That's why we study the Bible, find out who he is. And when we find out, we say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. If we believe on him, we're passed from death to life. Let's pray. Thank you for coming today. Lord, our prayer is that we will both hear the truth of God and respond properly.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们不但听见福音，我们也要正确的回应。
These critics of the Lord Jesus that we read about today, they didn't have the right response.
那些今天对着耶稣一切的批评，他们都没有正确的回应主。
They didn't just hear the miracle, they witnessed the miracle. They knew it happened.
他们不但听了这些神迹，他们也见证了，他们知道神迹都是真的。
But they just responded the wrong way.
他们只是用错误的方式回应了神。
Lord, we don't want to do that.
我们不希望我们是这样的人。
And so we pray that each one of us would acknowledge that Jesus Christ indeed is the Son of God.
我们盼望每一个人都能够承认耶稣基督真的是神的圣子。
And Lord, that we might believe him because he is the Son of God.
那我们能信，因为他就是耶稣，神的圣子。
So Lord, we're just praying that you'll bless each one. Thank you for sending each one today.
谢谢您带领每一个人今天能进来。
Thank you for the wonderful message that we have in the Bible.
谢谢您为我们在圣经上有的美好的信息献上感恩。
Help us to believe it and to live it, we pray.
也帮助我们不但信也活出来。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.